శ్రీమద్భాగవతం శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 5 చాప్టర్ 3 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 6 దర్శన్ ప్రోజ్ ఫామ్ పరిజనాసురాగ విరచిత శబల సంసగ్ధ సలిం శితకిసల తులసిక దూర్వాంకురై రవి సమృత యా కిల పరమ పరితుష్యసి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎస్సి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి ఓ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ యు ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ రెస్పెక్ట్ యు ఆర్ సర్టన్లీ వెరీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ and your devotees offer you prayers with faltering voice and in ecstasy, bring you tulasi leaves, water twigs bearing new leaves and newly grown grass. They surely make you satisfied. Repeat. O Supreme Lord, you are full in every respect. You are certainly very satisfied. And your devotees offer you prayers with faltering voice and in ecstasy, bring you tulasi leaves, water, twigs bearing new leaves, and newly grown grass. This surely makes you satisfied. Purport. One does not need great wealth, education, opulence to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is fully absorbed in love and ecstasy, he need offer only a flower or a little water. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palantoyam Yome Bhakta Prayasati. If one offers me, with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. The Supreme Lord can be pleased only by devotional service. Therefore, it is said that the Lord is surely satisfied by devotion and nothing else. Quoting from the Gautamiya Tantra, the Haribhakti Vilasa states, Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukenava vikri nite swam atmana bhaktyabhya bhaktavasala. Sri Krishna, who is very affectionate toward his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers merely a tulasi leaf and a palmful of water. The Supreme Lord is causelessly merciful upon his devotee, so much so that even the poorest of man can offer him a little water and a flower in devotion and thus please him. This is to his affectionate dealings with his devotees. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanangana Salaka Chakshuru Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Garave Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhishtam Sayam Jyoka Padamalam Bhagavati Shapadam जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रिय जय गदाधर प्रिय गौर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So the King Agnidra, after attaining darshan of 400 Narayan, now he is offering his prayers, offering his stuti. So among all the things you give to the Lord, giving your heartfelt prayers, that is the most important thing. Your heartfelt prayers. So, what God is lacking? Whatever we have, which we use to serve God, they are provided by Him only. So it is not that you did something great for the Lord. Just like we build this temple, and there are temples much bigger than this, and there are temples that are much smaller than this. So people who have built a very big temple, very big, in Delhi, Bombay, Vrindavan, very huge temple. The temple is built. Because the Lord has arranged it for Himself. We are only like nimitta matra. We are here to use things in the service of God. So, offering a big temple is not your achievement. What is a devotee's achievement? What makes a devotee small-time devotee? What makes a devotee a big-time devotee or a pure devotee? So we call it advanced devotee. We talk about advanced devotee. How to recognize an advanced devotee? So that's how you recognize a big devotee. The Bhagavad Gita describes what are the qualifications of a Mahabhagavat, advanced devotee. Nowhere in Bhagavad Gita you read one who has built a 100-crore temple is a pure devotee. Is there anything like that? One who has made 10,000 disciples, is there anything like that? If somebody has many, many disciples, immediately recognize that he is a pure devotee. Is that right? Or he has collected so much money. Or he has sold so many books. So that is all good. That shows that you are hardworking. That shows that you have put your best efforts, but if somebody has made 10,000 disciples, and he thinks, these are my disciples. So, nobody wants anybody as his property. An advanced devotee will think, I am given the opportunity to serve these 10,000 people. He doesn't think I have 10,000 disciples. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, I don't think I have any disciples, and I am the servant of all my disciples. That is true. It's an engagement. Like we are trying to do some preaching, and if people have come, maybe if you people have not come, then I may be just no engagement, because now there is something to talk about Krishna to all of you, and something to tell you to do this, do that, so that Krishna seva can be increased. No? So disciples are not the property of Guru. The Guru is not the boss of the disciples, because that is not the mood of a Guru at all. A real Guru, an advanced devotee, he doesn't have this kind of understanding at all. So, a devotee cannot claim, because I am so successful. So Prabhupada was not at all successful for 16 years. And after that he lived for another 10 years, and he became very highly successful. So, for 16 years Prabhupada was not a pure devotee or what? Because there was practically no success at all. Not one person became disciple, not one temple he has built, and not many books he has written, and not that they were translated into many languages. It was all not there. And later, suddenly Prabhupada got so many temples, so many disciples, and so much money, and he wrote so many books which are printed in so many languages. So how people decided, people who know the science of devotion, how they decided that Prabhupada was a Uttam Bhagavat, Param Bhagavat. Because whether success was there or not, Prabhupada was always conscious of Krishna, and Prabhupada was always trying to preach. Preaching is the natural mood of an advanced devotee, because he cannot see the suffering of the world. He cannot see the ignorance and the consequent suffering of the people of the world. So these are the two qualifications of an advanced devotee. He never has forgotten Krishna. And he was always in the preaching mood. When Prabhupada, after his western tour, he came to Mayapur with a lot of success. And Prabhupada was driving to his Mayapur, his place, Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. And so many Prabhupada's god brothers were there in different Gaudiya Mats. And they were seeing what Prabhupada will do. Prabhupada directly went to Mayapur. On the way, there is bhajan kutir of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and on the way, the place where Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj lived and did intense bhajan. Everybody said, see, this man has become so proud. He thinks he is also another Prabhupada. The Prabhupada, before there only Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was called Prabhupada. Guru Maharaj, there are many, but Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was called Prabhupada. Prabhu means Guru. Prabhupada. Prabhupada means the Guru at whose feet many, many Gurus will sit. Prabhu is Guru, Prabhupada. That means many, many Gurus will sit at his feet. Because Bhakti Siddhanta did preaching and activities like that. He made many, many people, scholars, very educated young people into devotees. So he made them surrender. It may be easy to surrender some old people who are nothing else. So he'll have some group of bunch of women, a bunch of old people, a bunch of uneducated people. But to make a very educated young man a devotee is not easy, because he's a very important man. He can do many things. And you make him a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what do they do? They say, Yare Deka Tareka Krishna Upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nowadays we are using cars, trains. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going by foot. He was walking to every town and village. We cannot go. We are looking for facility. Tell you, please go and preach. What about car? What about scooty? What about two-wheeler? Otherwise, how can you preach? But no condition. Whatever. That's the slogan of Prabhupada gave four things. Purity is the force. Preaching is the essence. Utility is the principle. And books are the basis. This is whenever somebody, I'm a very educated man, I'm an educated woman, see, I have come to give my life for Krishna. All right. So, this is the four slogans for you. That means don't push your guru for this and that and that. You're supposed to serve, not that you take advantage of the guru. No, you are supposed to go begging, bring things and give to the guru. Whatever you get, if money comes, bring money and give it to the guru. Whatever people donate, many mangoes, many this, many that, bring it in. So everything becomes the property of the guru. Because I am preaching, this belongs to me. We are in Maya. You are preaching for Krishna, so Krishna is sending some things. So they are not for your enjoyment. They don't become your property. Let's say disciples are not the property of the Guru. In ISKCON, this was misunderstood for a long time. In ISKCON, after Prabhupada, many people became Gurus, and everybody saying, I initiated him, this is my disciple, this, that, and they all fell down. They thought they are my property. They all fell down. Now, whenever somebody becomes Guru in ISKCON, they will ask him, My dear sir, suppose you are in the guru list. You are in the guru list. They will have some quiz, a series of questions to you before they make you a guru. Oh, you want to be guru? So, suppose your disciples bring you crores of rupees. Who should have control over them? What will you say? Your disciple brings 10 lakhs of rupees. Well, because disciple has control over that. I was so expert in preaching, I brought the money. So I will say how the money should be spent. No, not for this project, Maharaj. You have to spend this money for this. I brought this money from Haryana all the way. So it should be spent the way I tell you. So guru has to do like that. And the guru will say, no, when you are ignorant fool, I made you a devotee. So whatever you are doing, this is because of my mercy. No, I will have to decide what I have to do. If you say any of these answers, rejected, you are not ready for becoming a guru in ISKCON. Please wait, because you cannot control your disciples, and you think you are independent to do anything you like. If you think you are independent, do anything you like, get out of ISKCON. Yeah, that's true. If you want to be independent to do, then why should you stay in ISKCON? So, when you give this answer, everything belongs to ISKCON. I am only a servant. Whatever the GBC body decides, suppose you have 10 crores and the GBC will decide, please send this money to Mayapur. Send everything there. That means guru should not think I am the controller. So Prabhupada made nobody as a very important person in ISKCON. Prabhupada made a body. Everybody is subordinate to the body. Nobody can say, I am an authority in ISKCON. Whatever the body decides, Radhanath Swami has to agree. Jayapata Kumar has to agree. What to speak about us? Everybody has to agree, you know. Nobody, just everybody work, everybody get everything. And whatever, correct? Then what are you listening? So, simply, everybody has to work. They have to work for Prabhupada. They have to work for Prabhupada's mission, ISKCON. Because Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. Prabhupada is the soul of ISKCON. Now, the soul is there and the body is there. So, Prabhupada is not there now. So, but Prabhupada's soul is in his books. Whatever Prabhupada wanted to say, his books are there. So you cannot say Prabhupada is not there. When his books are there, if you are strictly following books, then you are just with Prabhupada. Prabhupada is holding you by hand. Chalo, come. Because you are strictly following what Prabhupada's books are saying. So you are not taking off. I have a better plan. I have a better idea. That means you are fallen. So when you are strictly following Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada is with you. That's why when his godbrothers criticized him, when Prabhupada's godbrothers criticized him, see how proud you know, he has got some disciples, he has got some money. He thinks he is bigger than his guru, and he is not stopping his car here to offer his pranams. This is just going. And previously, every time he was coming for blessings and prayers, now he's just going past. has become very proud. So Prabhupada is told, I am not here to satisfy one and all. You cannot satisfy everyone. So Prabhupada said, whether I go there or not, I have not forgotten my Guru Maharaj even for a minute. So Prabhupada was always meditating. Always, whatever I do, will it be pleasing to Guru Maharaj or not? Will it be, am I following instructions properly or not? Because Prabhupada never forgot his Guru, so he has the blessings of Guru Parampara. And Prabhupada did not take any credit. Because this is all because of the blessings of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Parampara. My only credit is that I did not dilute. I did not forget. I did not forget him. I did not forget his instructions. And I am happy that I am given an opportunity to serve. And all the result came because of the blessings of my Guru Parampara. My only credit is that I try to follow exactly the system. Whether it is philosophy or practice, I did not change. Whether I am in America, whether I am alone, whether I have a lot of money, I have no money, I always thought in the given situation, what will make my Guru Maharaj happy? So everybody has to think like that. Then you know that we are not independent. We are not independent, or we did not have anything to claim about success. But all the results are controlled by Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Karmanya Vadikarastu Ma Faleshu Kadachana. So you only have right to work, just accept whatever Krishna gives you. So that's why devotees are not, they are not into results. They want to do their service day after day. Let's do service. Doing service is joy. Doing service is discharging our responsibility. Doing service is our life. And results, I don't know. When it is a total, suppose you are going daily out and doing some preaching. You come back without result. For 1 month you have gone out. Not many books and not much Lakshmi. And you come to meet your Guru Maharaj. Wow, you are doing very well. Because you are daily going out. Or you can do like this. You go out a few days, sell some 10-15 Bhagavatam sets, make 5-10 life members. Oh, I did a lot. Let's relax. Let's take off today. Let's gossip. Let's rest. If you are enjoying service, why do you like to gossip or rest? If you enjoy service, Edward is sober all the time. In the temple is service and sadhana. And when he goes out, preaching. He has no relaxation. Relaxation means, you are asking Maya, please come. Come to me. I am free. Now you can fool me around. So devotee's business is always in the temple, service and sadhana. Reading, attending temple program, you know, seeing the temple is in good shape. And then, because we are eating in the temple, there is some service. You get your maintenance because you are doing some work. So our work is that people are maintaining us, what we are doing for the people. When you are sitting in the temple eating nice mangoes, eating nice prasadam, it's so many people are coming and giving it here. Then the question comes, what are you doing for them? I'm doing my japam, that is for you. I'm keeping the temple clean. What, you want to sit in dirt and filth or what? So you have to maintain your place clean and tidy, neat and tidy. So that's not any big thing. So are you going out trying to meet people and convince them about Krishna consciousness? Without Krishna consciousness, human life is not worth it. Animal life, big animal, small animal. I'm a big industrialist, big animal. I have a big position. I'm chief minister of Andhra Pradesh. So, very big animal. You know Krishna consciousness. What are you doing as? So, big, that's what we are saying. Big person means advanced devotee. If you're a very advanced devotee, you're a very big man. According to Krishna's opinion. Krishna is saying, a devotee is very dear to me. That means he's very close to Krishna, very near to Krishna. And like Krishna, Krishna is always anxious to get people back to him. Moksha Ishan Masacha, come, I want to deliver you. So an advanced devotee is always anxious to deliver people. That's why he said, Yare Deka Tare Kaha, Krishna Upadesh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet. Devotee, he doesn't say, now it is 10 o'clock, I have to open the bookshop again. Wow, here is an opportunity. 10 o'clock, I am getting a chance to distribute a book. Odd time, but you are getting an opportunity. So, because devotees always are looking for opportunities to preach. Anyone who is coming to the temple, we should allot duties. Nobody should go unattended in the temple. Anyone who comes, we should greet them, talk to them, and try to motivate them. Try to make them interested in Krishna consciousness. But when we are not smart, then preaching opportunities are coming right to your doorstep. You are going door to door. But here you are getting an opportunity to preach at your doorstep. So, if you cannot take advantage because of your own mental platform. So, good devotees, whether they are going with a rickshawala, whether they are in a marketplace, they are always trying to turn every opportunity into a preaching opportunity because they are in the preaching mode. Somehow you have to do your work, that market work also. At the same time, you want to do some preaching. So four things Prabhupada said. One is purity is the force. The first thing devotees have to do is to do their sadhana very nicely. Attending all the temple programs, chanting good 16 rounds and trying to concentrate on the service given to them. No, whatever service it is. Not that, oh, I have to buy hard slokas, I have to prepare lectures and then you spoil the temple. No, when you are sitting with the book, sit with the book. When you are in some job, be with the job. It's called focus, concentration. Whatever you are doing it well. But otherwise, you did not understand the principle. If you cannot do menial service nicely, how do you think you are a big time preacher? How you are going to do? The class band karna hai kya? To chalo. Why you are disturbing the class? So, purity is the force. First thing is how to do our sadhana. Basic, anyone who is staying in the temple, that is called purity is the force. Then preaching is the essence. So whether we are doing this or that, we should facilitate preaching. The temple is created from where you have to preach. So in the temple, outside the temple, you nicely do the programs, plan, prepare, work hard, put your heart. So preaching is the essence. And books are the basis. We cannot take our own ideas, thinking that this, that. We always should see whether our thinking is in line with Guru Parampara. Is it blessed? Is it authorized? Is it in accordance with the instructions Prabhupada has given in his books? Anything we are doing, double check. That's why we have to read books, so that we will know what we are doing is in accordance with teachings of Prabhupada. Books are the utility, the principle. Utility. That means don't think this is good, this is bad. Whatever is needed, whatever is told to us, we should not think, oh, I don't like this seva, I want to do that, this. No, utility is the principle. Krishna knows when to do what, when to do what happened. So that is the faith of an advanced devotee. I don't have to contradict my seniors' authorities and think that I know what I have to be doing. Krishna knows our heart. And if Krishna's sanction is there, everything will be. Otherwise you create headache to yourself, you create headache for others, you go and create headache everywhere, thinking that this, that. Because we did not understand. So finally, an advanced devotee is satisfied everywhere. Adrishya lava santushto dvandatito vimasara samadukha dukhocha krutva pinani badyate. So any advanced devotee means simply satisfied wherever he is. Because what satisfies you? Chanting Hare Krishna. Whether you go to America, whether you go to Pune, whether you go to this Swami, that Swami, everywhere, what is going on? Hare Krishna. So nothing is going to, everywhere people have to follow Prabhupada's instructions, everywhere people have to maintain purity, reading is going on, sadhana is going on, preaching is going on, and wherever we are, people think, their mental calculations, people think, oh, here there are only 5 devotees, there are 5,000 devotees there. So that is up to Krishna. We have to see whether we are doing things all right or not. Are we following the system properly or not? Otherwise we will be like a monkey, oh, here, like that. No? So simply we have to follow these 4 principles. What is that? Purity is the force, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, and books are the basis. So wherever you are, I'd always see that we are implementing this system. and results, what will happen, when, like whatever devotees you are making, we did not make them, they came. So Krishna is pleased. Somebody will come and say, I want to become a devotee. All right. So Krishna is sending devotees. So like that. And it's not that we are going and bothering people for money. You follow the system. Sadhana and preach. And if Krishna is pleased, then without pride, he'll bring the result and say, today, Krishna has given this. Like that. So everything has to go on smoothly and everyone has to be satisfied. If they are not satisfied, means something is wrong with us. Like sometimes people want to go to America. I want to go to America.